Before we dive into the grand bargain, we need to travel back in time to last Monday's Citizens Task Force meeting. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There was no school for the rest of Sitka, but the task force was forging ahead with its crash course in city finances. City Administrator Mark Gorman applauded the seven-member group for sticking with the process despite the steep learning curve.
You are now the citizen experts on the CBS budget. No assembly has ever had this level of information about our budget. So you are our content experts.
And it's true. Since convening in October, the task force has been given over 2,000 pages worth of information and clocked 20 hours of meeting time, listening to presentations from city staff on everything from harbors to HR. But more information doesn't necessarily lead to greater understanding and can, in fact, only deepen confusion. Gorman said he sensed the task force was overwhelmed by the many spreadsheets.
It's really, really tough to get your arms around this. I have problems, and I've been working at it for 2.5 years.
Gorman then pulled up a picture of Ronald Reagan's 1988 State of the Union address, specifically that moment where Reagan lugs the congressional budget onto the podium. It's a giant stack. Everyone laughs, and there's a look of amusement and exasperation on the president's face.
That was a total of 43 pounds of paper and ink.
It's a moment that embodies the real challenge at hand. How can the task force take Sitka's mammoth budget process and simplify it to the point where everyone can partake in a conversation about three key questions? How much to cut, how to generate enough revenue to keep the city running, and how to make living less costly, especially for those Sitkins with fixed or low incomes. For that, the task force has come up with a three-part framework called the Grand Bargain. Chair Rob Allen coined the term and presented it to the Assembly last night.
Definitely want to get some input from the Assembly on this.
Right now, the Grand Bargain is just in draft form. It's an Excel sheet, and it's interactive, allowing anyone to play with key variables of the budget and see how it affects the bottom line. Allen describes this Grand Bargain budget framework as a tool that will play, quote, a big role in the work of the task force moving forward.
We're aiming for sustainability and trying to be mindful, you know, of what it will mean to the community as a whole and living here.
Let's walk through each of the three parts of the grand bargain, one by one. The first is the revenue question. With state support likely to diminish, the task force has been prodding Sitka's tax structure for more money. Repealing the senior citizen sales tax would bring in $500,000. Taxing vehicle registration, another $500,000. Raising the cap on property tax to 8 mils, or $8 per $1,000 of property value, would generate $2 million. Prior to this meeting, Gorman told KCAW that no matter way you spin it, the city needs money.
I see we need about $4 million in new revenue coming into Sitka, into the city coffers. And it's a closed pool. We're not going to get that $4 million from outsiders. It's going to have to come from within Sitka, largely.
Attempts by previous assemblies to introduce these taxes have failed. So, to make tax hikes more politically achievable, Part 2 of the Grand Bargain tries to address affordability. These policies would strive to offset the tax burden by making Sitka a less expensive place to live. Ideas include eliminating the sales tax on groceries and subsidizing the electric fund, so electric rates won't jump quite so high next winter. Mayor Mim McConnell complimented this particular aspect of the grand bargain.
You know, I know over the past year or so, there's just been this increase in people saying, no, I can't take any more increases, the cost of living's too high.
The third and final component of the grand bargain would make further cuts to city spending. Members of the Citizens Task Force recommended cuts as low as 0% across departments and as high as 13%. Assemblymember Matthew Hunter felt the document was a good start and wanted more detailed recommendations moving forward. The Assembly also directed the task force to review the nearly 30 tax exemptions in Sitka's General Code to determine if they still apply. Other members of the Citizens Task Force addressed the Assembly. Lawrence Spotted Bird felt that there were revenue opportunities yet untapped, such as allowing more companies to access Sitka's bulk water, and that city operations could be trimmed much further.
Bottom line is, if we're going to expect the citizens to pay more, the city has to show that they're going to be serious about managing and cutting costs, and I still not really knowing intimately the operations, I still see a lot of fat in the operations.
Fellow task force member Hugh Bevan commented that one of the biggest unknowns for Sitka's future is the level of state funding for schools.
65% of the school budget comes from the state, and if they start cutting that, Sitka's options start to get kind of tight, kind of fast.
One thing everyone seemed to agree on, though, was that this slow, deep dive by the task force into the murky waters of the budget would ultimately benefit the city. Several assembly members thanked the task force for their service thus far. Assemblymember Ben Maiasato asked Allen whether he felt the task force model should continue in future budget cycles. Allen was quick to reply.
I almost feel like you guys should be putting more time into this type of work on the budget. I mean, it's been just eye-opening, and I know you already put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. Again, I was on the assembly for 3 years, but if I'd had this kind of information when I was on the assembly, it would have made my job harder in some ways, just because there's so many decisions that need to be made.
And he said, looking right at the assembly, these are decisions that ultimately need to be made by you. The task force will hold a town hall meeting to gather public input in February and is expected to make their final recommendations to the assembly by the end of March. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.